I am excited about that, tell you the truth, because this is the first time I've ever heard of a candidate or an office holder actually winning a defamation lawsuit. So that's pretty unusual. And yet I think the defamation must have been so outlandish for the court to make the decision that it did. But I think it's encouraging, and maybe it will make people think twice about making outlandish statements that amount to a libel or slander.
A lot of times, though, it's in the eye of the beholder how outlandish it is. I mean, it could make you a target for suits like that for doing what you think is fair commentary.
Well, there's a difference. I think, you know, in campaigns, and I have been, well, I felt that I was the victim of a real slanderous campaign that was conducted by Iowans for a Responsible Government, which turned out to be a front group that was really the Democratic Governors Association, not disclosing who they were and trying to fool Iowa voters into thinking they're a bunch of conservatives when they're a bunch of liberal Democrats. Now, that is about the most outlandish thing I've ever heard of. Now, I never thought about filing a slander suit. There may be grounds. And I don't think the statute of limitations is run. But